Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 15. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winks with his eyes. He speaks with his feet. He teaches with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He devises mischief continually. He sows discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. Now we come to the man we all know, old garbage mouth. The word froward means unruly, not easily controlled, stubbornly willful, a loud mouthful of filth and corruption. These people come in all shapes and sizes. I had a friend who was an Air Force officer who prayed an unusual prayer. Ted prayed that he would have the opportunity to give his testimony to a movie star. One day it was announced that a motion picture star was coming to the base to discuss the policies of the military with the officers on the base. It was sort of a protest thing on her part, and the base commander gave her the opportunity to share her views. After she had done her thing, she opened it up for questions. After a while, Ted asked a question about her ideas as to how Jesus might fit into all of this. She quickly passed over the question and went on to some other thing. After about a half hour or so, Ted asked the same question and then told her the reason he was asking. It was because Jesus had brought a peace into his life that was genuine and real, and wondered if she would like to comment. Her eyes flashed, her manner changed, and from her mouth spewed forth a filthy, obscene, ugly tirade against Jesus and all he stands for. Behind the facade was an unruly, foul mouth she could not control. Last summer, in a gym in Washington, D.C., I was passing a group of distinguished elderly men who were standing about talking. They could have been congressmen, senators, federal judges, or bank presidents. One of them was saying in a loud, gleeful tone, "Did you hear the one about the big Texan?" Old garbage mouth was at it again. I've learned that the froward mouth comes in all shapes and sizes, business executives, movie stars, whatever. Not long ago, my wife and I were out for a walk, and we were cutting through the playground of the elementary school. The children were out for recess, and the language was shocking. Somehow, they had picked up the habit at an early age. What's the solution for this sin? How does a person whose mouth is foul clean it up? Again, we come to the words of Jesus. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The first step is to invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart to rule and reign. Then you must consistently fill your heart with the Word of God. Then the Holy Spirit will be able to fulfill His ministry in your life. Note this tremendous promise. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. Notice, if you put and keep the word of God in your heart, through diligent scripture memory and review, the Spirit of God will fit it into your life. Your mouth will reflect what is in your heart.